Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Teams come together. Some of it you can control, some of it you can't. I always believe it starts with good people, and we believe we have that in our locker room. I think they sincerely like one another. They care about each other. They play hard for one another. I think some of the adversities that we face throughout the course of the year certainly helps to galvanize a group. We've certainly had a lot to rally around this year, whether it be through injuries or things of that nature. And guys stepped up. They found ways to help the team win. So from that standpoint, we were real encouraged with how the group came together. But for me, the best thing about our game is the journey along the way. It's the most rewarding to try to help this group of players maximize their potential. We're certainly not satisfied with where we're at. We think we know we got a lot of work ahead of us. We know how difficult the challenge is ahead of us, and we're going to do everything we can in our power to have success.
Presented by Chafe and Lujan, injury law firm, doing good by doing right. Hey, Malzi.
Hey, Pony.
Did you see that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are back together?
Yeah, I was wondering how long into the show that would get brought up. So how do we feel about that?
They broke up 17 years ago. Now they're back together. In between, Jennifer Lopez married who? Mark Anthony. Dad dated Alex Rodriguez. And now
Jennifer Garner for Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
In that time.
Do you think that they've been texting for months?
Well, wasn't A-Rod cheating on her?
Really?
Wasn't that the story? That was the story I had read. And your gossip rags. You just Twitter search the two of them. I think Alex told me A-Rod was cheating on J-Lo, too, because Alex lives in that.
That's the nurse scuttlebutt. They get in the break room hospital and
Alex
they talk
about
those things.
No, Alex has a weakness, I would say, for that sort of bent of Instagram. Instagram is filled with people who just commentate on that stuff now. And so she scrolls it. It's her, you know, mental junk food and popcorn. And I think that's what she was saying, that A-Rod was allegedly cheating on J-Lo. So to answer your question, I would imagine if that part of it is true, if A-Rod was being unfaithful, that one of the first calls or texts old J-Lo sent out when she realized it was to one Ben Affleck.
Who do you think reached out to who? You think Jennifer Lopez wanted back in on Ben Affleck, or vice versa? Affleck saw that the A-Rod thing was falling apart and they were broken up, but they really weren't broken up. And do you think at that point Affleck jumped back in?
Because I
think Affleck's more desperate than she is. I think Jennifer Lopez, even though she's probably in her early 50s now, I think she's got a
Jennifer
lot
Lopez
more going
is still
on.
One of the biggest sex symbols in the world.
Biggest,
like,
yes.
She is. I mean, she is still considered.
Something big's going on there.
Jeez. Was Affleck the most?
Am
was
I
Affleck
right or am
more
I wrong? You're laughing. Come on.
Jennifer Lopez is one of the world's most famous sex symbols, and she looks great. She might be 51 or whatever. She looks phenomenal. I think anybody with eyes can tell that.
Mm-hmm.
Was Affleck definitely the more desperate of the two? Was he like the guy punching up in weight class when they first got together? I would argue yes. He's just kind of a – Ben Affleck's like a classically handsome Hollywood guy who just happens to be from Boston. And so everything he does takes on this exaggerated self-importance, just like everyone else from Boston. Wasn't Ben Affleck dating the female lead from Knives Out, that movie?
I don't know, Chris.
He was dating somebody too,
Kale
and she
yes.
was much younger than he was. Yeah, and she's also a what is the word? Comely lass. She's very pretty.
Do we need to dump that?
No, C-O-M-E-L-Y. That's how it's pronounced.
Cam dumped you.
Unbelievable.
He dumped it, man.
Go look up the word, Cale.
No, he's not trusting it. He dumped it. Sorry. Didn't make it on the air. Oops.
C-O-M-E-L-Y, Cale.
We get it. Didn't
pleasant
make it on
to
the
look
air.
At.
You got dumped.
Attractive. Unbelievable. Anyway.
I think
Ben Affleck was
up,
dating a woman like half his age, so I would imagine, and that ended oddly and fueled some J-Lo rumors. So maybe their publicists.
I just don't believe in it.
So what, you think this is just for publicity's sake?
No, I think that I think it's a fling. I think if you break up, you have a serious relationship, you break up. It wasn't meant to be. There were clearly things in the relationship that caused you years ago to say, I'm done. So why go back to that well? Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, celebrities, they can date all kinds of people.
It's not just a faded pair of jeans. It's comfort.
They don't need that. It's not just a sea.
What if
it's
they
an
want
ocean.
That?
It's an ocean of people they can. No.
You're being very shallow.
They're
here.
Going
Speaking
backwards
of oceans,
in life.
You're being very shallow.
They're going
you're
backwards.
Being very
you got to go forward. You got to rip the rear view mirror off the car and throw it out the window.
So hold on, any couple in real life that's not a celebrity couple that maybe gets divorced and then time passes and they realize they never should have gotten divorced in the first place, you would call them suckers for getting
I'm
back
not
together?
I'm saying suckers. I'm just
what
saying
if,
I have my
what
doubts
if the reason
about
has been
working.
Rectified? What if they were two more mature people in the future?
No, I don't see it that way. Ben Affleck's going to fall right back into his old traps. He's going to subject Jennifer Lopez to random Red Sox games. She's going to be sitting there on her couch. You know, she wants to go out and breathe in the Miami air and all the nice clubs down there like Liv. You know, she wants to go out for a nice Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza down in Miami.
What are you doing right now?
Ben Affleck's going to say, no, we got to watch Red Sox Royals. That's probably why their relationship went belly up in the first place. And she said, I was just with a baseball guy. Now it's deja vu. Well, wait a minute. What are we doing here? You think Mike Sullivan and Ben Affleck know each other? You think they've met? I'm sure they have. Sullivan was the Bruins coach. He's from Boston. I bet he loves Ben. I bet Sullivan saw this story and said, good for Ben. Way to go.
All right. Another important poll question. Does Mike Sullivan know Ben Affleck personally?
In fact,
right?
I bet he likes Ben Affleck.
What's the better poll question? Does Mike Sullivan like Ben Affleck?
No, everyone knows the answer to that is yes.
Okay. Here we go. He definitely likes his work. I mean, I like his work. Gone Girl is a phenomenal movie.
It hits a little too close to home. Or it did. Well, it did, maybe. It
doesn't. Gone Girl?
I like Amanda.
What?
What am I talking about? Should I dump this?
Time out. Cale, don't you dare hit that dump button. Gone Girl hits a little too close to home for
you? I don't
you?
Know. The crazy obsessed thing is one that I just don't.
I know you're not referring to Amanda. I know who you're referring to, but still.
I don't need to see that play out on the silver screen, folks.
Oh, my God, I don't want it.
I don't like it. TBGs.
So you've probably never turned on Lifetime in your entire life.
No.
Amanda doesn't watch Lifetime movies.
Okay. She doesn't. She doesn't like that stuff.
Well, it sounds like you're terrified of that stuff. Because, as you said, it was lived history for you.
Well, I mean, not
bad news,
to that
7
extent.
Seconds ago, Todd Frazier, DFA'd by the Pirates, by the way.
Well, that makes room for somebody who we'll talk to Jason Mackey about in a few minutes.
Anyway.
So the Penguins win the East against all odds. I think if you looked at the consensus going into the season, they were either fourth or fifth. That they were either going to get the last spot in or they were going to be the first team out of this reconfigured NHL standings, the way that they're doing it this year because of the COVID measures. And they were no lock to make the playoffs. Not only do they make it, they win the division and they have all kinds of injuries like Malkin missing just about half the season. So I think Sullivan, I saw today in The Athletic, they pulled NHL GMs and most GMs said, Rod Brind'Amour is the coach of the year, which I okay. So what's the so what did Carolina do? They made the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. So it's not what am I talking about? 2/3 of the league did. So that's really not that big of an accomplishment. But they've been a good team for the last couple of years, and so they won a division where Florida kind of sort of came out of nowhere and Tampa wasn't healthy. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Penguins...
Tampa's best player, they electively just said, nah, we'll bring him back when we're allowed to as a salary cap loophole for the playoffs.
Meanwhile, the Penguins did it with big blue line injuries. The GM quit.
Malkin being hurt for a decent chunk of time.
Yep.
I think when you get like a Rod Brind'Amour type of nod for this, you also have to factor in what the franchise's overall recent history is, not just going back 1 year. Because Mike Sullivan took over a team midstream, midseason, in the fine tradition of other Penguins coaches, like Dan Bylsma, for example, and won a Stanley Cup. And then the team has been consistently good since Sullivan took over.
Yeah, they've even made the playoffs 15 years in a row.
Well, right, but that's – okay, so that speaks to my point here. The reason why you're going to get a guy like Brind'Amour getting all this love for that honor, even in a very, I would argue, top-heavy division, I think the Mass Mutual East was the toughest in hockey this year. Sullivan, because he's never been bad as Penguins head coach, and more to the point, the franchise hasn't been bad for 15 – no, for longer than 15 years, I think it's tough for a guy like that to win. Like, I think the Penguins would have to go something like 50-6 and just be so overwhelmingly dominant that you couldn't possibly ignore them. That's kind of what I mean.
I don't disagree with you on that, but Bruce Cassidy won Coach of the Year last year, and Boston was a year removed from going to the Stanley Cup final. So it's not as if if you do more with less and you exceed preseason expectations big time, you tend to win awards like this. There's a reason why I think Scotty Bowman only won it once or twice. You know, he's not like he's winning
every
year.
That was Bruce Cassidy's first win that year, right? Ever? He's only won it once, the Jack Adams, correct?
Sullivan's
never won it. Is that something of an achievement award, though, because he was excellent the previous two seasons and didn't get it?
Well, then why can't Sullivan get it now?
Listen, I'm not making the argument against Sullivan deserving it. He absolutely does, and if I were voting on the award, I would vote for him.
So would I.
Over Brind'Amour. I'm trying to suggest that in Cassidy's case, maybe the voters, who are a pretty imperfect block here in how they view things, just said, he was great for 2.5 years prior to this. We'll just give it to him because he's continuing to be great with maybe a reshaped roster or something like that.
Bylsma won the award the year that Malkin and Sid were out. Even though he had already won the cup, he had both guys gone. They didn't win the division.
I agree with that, though. I think that one was a perfectly valid one because both guys were probably still at that point 1-2 in the like 1-3 in the NHL hierarchy.
Well, so is this one. If you go by regular season accomplishments, you've got the teams that have won or will win their divisions are Carolina, Toronto, Pittsburgh, and probably Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, those are unless you've got a team that really no one thought could make the playoffs, the Penguins, they were not, I mean, no one like buried them before the season started. But this was not looked at as a like make or break, cup or bust season.
Could you make a case for Dean Evason for the Wild, a team that was 77 points?
No, because I don't think
the majority of a season.
No, because I don't think finishing fourth in that division. What, because they beat out the Arizona
Coyotes? Fourth, how many
congratulations.
But it's fourth how many points out of best record in the league?
Third. They were third.
Yeah, third place, 5 points behind the team with the most points in hockey.
Yeah, I think that's somebody that should receive consideration. But I don't think what he's done is more I don't think we're being parochial to argue for Sullivan for the Jack Adams. I think the other argument is very much that. I think the Sidney Crosby heart thing, which, by the way, I heard Pompeiani say that again today. Like, the Penguins media are
making
the case.
Saw Rossi throw it out there.
Right, are making the case that Sid should be the MVP of the league, and it's based on this look at the definition of what an MVP is. Go read the description for what the Hart Trophy is. And use that strict interpretation and apply it to Sidney Crosby, and that's why he should win the award.
That award has been given according to that criteria. I was looking back the last decade. I was trying to actually do my job and prepare today, Pony. And
congratulations.
I know. First time for everything. By the way, I have a poll question up that you should retweet so it actually gets votes. Who is more deserving, Crosby for the heart, Sullivan for the Jack Adams? Sullivan pacing at 75% right now.
He should be almost getting close to 100.
So our listeners feel that way. I'll say this. I was looking at like years where the Art Ross trophy matched up with the Hart trophy. Obviously, Art Ross, most points in the league for the two people left who still somehow don't realize that. Six out of the last 10 years, not counting obviously this season because we don't know yet, the Art Ross winner has won the Hart trophy as well. I think there have been two seasons in the last decade where I could argue with you that a guy won the MVP strictly with that word valuable really being factored in. I know you're going to guess one of them, and you'll probably guess
Taylor
both.
Hall would be one because he almost single-handedly got the Devils into the playoffs.
Easiest one is Taylor Hall. They were crap before him, that year prior to him, and then they were crap the following year. It was basically one man who I think finished sixth or seventh in the league in scoring, willing them to the postseason. The other one I'd argue is Carey Price winning it and just being, you know, overwhelming for Montreal. But other than that, it generally tracks along the lines of if you score a ton of points, you're probably going to win the Hart Trophy because it's really for outstanding player, not
now,
valuable.
Anytime, like, I don't think that conversations that disparage Sidney Crosby go very far here, obviously. That's not what I'm intending to do here. But I'm only saying that there have to be limits to how far our praise goes in order to maintain some semblance of credibility and not just bias in this. And here's how I'll make my argument. Who won the Penguins MVP award this year? Do you know? Who did the team give that honor to?
Did they vote Letang? Or am I like hallucinating?
No, it's Sid. Crosby won that award.
I don't even pay attention to the Penguins team MVP because it's nowhere near as dramatic as the Steelers. But yes, okay.
The Penguins MVP award went to Sidney Crosby.
It probably should have gone to Chris Letang. That's probably the reason I thought of that, because he was unbelievable all year.
Do you think there's an argument for Teddy Bluger? I'm being serious.
On the sheer like value based part of this.
No, I'm just asking. Do you think that there's an argument?
No, there's not.
Okay.
No, I don't.
So that is the difference. Sidney Crosby's points production to Teddy Bluger. Uh-huh. That is the difference between Connor McDavid and Sid this year.
What about the argument that Connor McDavid did it in like an AHL plus division?
My question to that would be, I know that my answer to that would be, I know that this is extreme circumstances where you're not playing out of the division. Mm-hmm. But do you think, has that ever been applied to awards ever?
No.
Strength of schedule?
No.
No.
Right. But I mean, are we talking about like Connor McDavid putting up the insane number of points he's going to end this season with, 100 plus points in a 56 game season? Are we talking like, what's the sliding scale here? If he's playing on, put Connor McDavid, graft him onto the Islanders or something like that.
Yeah.
Is he putting close to 100 up in the East?
I don't think he is, no, but when the gap between him and the next closest guy is 30 points.
But I get it. I know that we're dealing in a I know we're dealing with your concrete, these are the actual numbers, and I'm giving you a hypothetical. But your answer pretty quickly to that hypothetical for McDavid was no, I don't think he would be putting up these eye-popping numbers in any other division in the sport.
Do you think if Sid, were the Edmonton Oilers center, he would have had 100 points this year? If he was our top, me neither.
No, I don't.
Right, so that's
not his game anymore.
Right.
No, that's a compelling argument. I'm playing devil's advocate here a little bit because I mean, at the end of the day, Connor McDavid's the best player in hockey. He has been for a couple of years now, and the best player in hockey tends to win hockey's highest award.
I think if the shoe were on the other foot, and it was like, remember when Ovechkin was in that Southeast division where there were the Thrashers, and it was just a garbage division before they realigned the NHL? Mm-hmm. If the Penguins had played in a division like that 10 years ago, and Sid had this great year, and then media members up in Canada said, hold on a second, let's give the MVP award to, you know, Henrik Sedin, because Vancouver's division was so much better than the Penguins division, even though Crosby had 30 more points, we would go ballistic here. We would say that's one of the worst arguments. Like, we do that with, like, Lemieux losing to Gretzky in the heart, like 30 plus years ago, people still have like a pimple on their ass over that, that they're still picking at. So, like, I'm just trying to be consistent here. You can say he was the Penguins MVP and he was one of the five best players in the NHL this year. But I just can't get on board with.
He would have gotten to at least, like, realistically speaking here, he would have had to have gotten to 85 points and be like 15 shy of McDavid for me to consider this. Here's it really quick here. If we're making the case for a guy with a pretty low point total being an MVP candidate, how is Brad Marchand not a better candidate than Crosby?
Because five the argument back would be that
on
the
Penguins, a one-line team.
The Penguins won the division and the
so
Bruins didn't. I'm just telling you what the pro.
But would you agree with me that if you're going to make this argument, it's hard to make an argument that Brad Marchand didn't have a better season than Sidney Crosby in a lot of ways? If it's an individual award, which it is, I would think, other than the Taylor Hall year and maybe the Carey Price year, one guy had five more points for a team right. that had even less depth.
Yeah, and Sid didn't have Malkin for a big chunk of the year, but he still had Rust and Gensel as his wingers. So I hear you. Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. We'll ask Pierre McGuire in 2 hours what he thinks. If Sullivan should win the coach of the year, Sidney Crosby, the Hart is Letang in the Norris Trophy conversation. They win the East. Should the Penguins win any more awards based on their tremendous regular season success? Coming up next, Jason Mackey. The Pirates have just made a roster move. We'll tell you about a big one. It's the PM team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,